Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money in the bank.
Bubble hard in the double law, flash the rims with the window crack, holla back, money in the bank.
Jigga, I don't like it.
1 o'clock hour on a Friday, RJ Bell, Fox Sports Radio, and of course, pregame.com. Also on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. With us now, RJ.
Yeah, while we're waiting for RJ,
I'll tell you that he's
brought to you by PropSwap. That's where America buys and sells sportsbook tickets, PropSwap.com. Hi, RJ.
What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Really good.
We're good.
Really
we're good. We got another football game that just got moved here in New England, so we're sort of adjusting on the fly.
How much effect do you think that has?
I think the much bigger factor is now that we've been talking here with Phil Perry for the last hour. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, there's a possibility, RJ, that Cam Newton plays on Monday night, even if he's testing positive, as was discussed by Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston. He's spoken with some people in the league, and it will be considered 10 days from his initial positive test. And even if he is still testing positive, as long as he is asymptomatic, Cam Newton could be a go on Monday night.
Wow. So the theory is... Is he contagious at that point?
No. So the feeling is in the league guideline and CDC guidelines say that after about 10 days, you're not contagious. And so under the NFL rules, he would be allowed to play on Monday night if he feels up to it and still has not developed any symptoms.
Wow. Now, is this making the rounds anywhere?
I think it's just started to. Is the case.
All right.
Yes.
You got to like the guys with the boots on the ground.
Yes, see? We're giving you a little something today.
Hey, it happens every week. I mean, it's not obvious, but it happens.
So I don't know about, you know, moving in a day, I don't know if that's the big thing, but the potential for Cam Newton to play, that is a big swing for the Patriots.
Oh, no, that's what I was saying is I'm looking at the line right now. Let me see here. Boy, everything's changed. Oh, they still got it off the board as far as I can see.
It's off the board. Yep.
Okay. So right. Can't even bet on it right now.
You sent us a new picture for the little simulcast thing we got going on here.
Handsome.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you look good.
It's just an updated photo.
So yeah, wow. More modern.
I can get some B-roll for my studio, and it'll look like I'm talking.
Yeah, see?
We can do that.
You can do all that.
You can put your head on like one of those little Ferraris driving down a strip. We can make this nice.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a bobblehead?
Oh, it looks like one right now. Yeah, your picture. I'm kidding.
All right, hey, RJ.
I'm going with Dallas this week, RJ. 8.5 against the Giants. I just think they've been able to score points. They can't stop anybody. I just don't know if the Giants can score. And I think Dallas is due to whip someone's tail.
You know how, on one hand, they have the irresistible force against the immovable object?
Yes.
This is kind of the opposite. Is which is weaker, the Giants offense or the Dallas defense? I think you might be right. I think it's probably the weaker unit is the Giants' offense. And here's the thing about a big favorite. You don't bet a big favorite or you don't bet against a big favorite because you think the underdog's good. You do it because you think the favorite's going to be lackadaisical, you know, not interested. Well, you know Dallas is going to be interested because they need a win. So to me, you've got a rare situation, except in the playoffs. In the playoffs, the big favorites do exceptionally well, where you have a big favorite, but you're certain that they're motivated. I like Dallas, too.
I'm sharp.
Looking sharp there, right. Zo.
It's not obviously sharp, but it is sharp.
RJ, I've been doing so well this season. I'm not going to lie to you, buddy. It's not good.
I've heard.
So, I am going to... I'm going to go against what I normally like to do, which I think is a pretty square position anyway. You look at a team that's getting a ton of points, even against a good team, like, wow, 12 points is a lot to, you know, to let. Kansas City is laying 12. I think I'm going to take Kansas City this week.
Ooh, ouch, ouch. All right. So let me say this, and you can tell me if you still want to do it. You haven't done it yet, right?
It's already done, so.
Okay.
Is it already done, Jim?
Tell us how bad the pick is.
Let me just read you the schedule of the Rams. So they played Dallas at home, tough game. Then they went all the way across the country, played Philadelphia. Then they went all the way across the country again because they went home to play the Bills, 35-32.
Yeah.
Then last week they were flat against the Giants. So you're thinking, okay, they're going to be rested, ready to go. Now back east again, got to play Washington, then all the way back. And what's fascinating here is I'm giving you the Rams handicap instead of the – so let me finish that handicap.
Yeah.
For some reason, it was so clear in my head with the Rams. I apologize.
Yeah, I wonder where you were going with this.
I actually do like – Washington in that situation, because I think the key with the Rams is they got the 49ers next week, and that's another road game, if you can believe it. Now, the reason I was thinking about that was Kansas City is in a situation where they played Baltimore, and then they played, obviously, you guys, New England, a day late. Now they've got a division game, big favorite, but then on Thursday – they've got Buffalo at Buffalo.
Not anymore.
Which may be Saturday.
Has that already been moved?
Saturday. It's been moved to Sunday.
Saturday. If it moves to Saturday, if they pull off the Buffalo Titans game on Tuesday.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if they don't play the Buffalo Titans game, it stays Thursday.
I don't think that's true. No. I think the game is moved either way now.
I read last night it was contingent on the game playing.
Okay, but it doesn't affect what's going to happen this Sunday necessarily. We're talking like right now. Chiefs have the Raiders coming in.
I'm saying is if the Chiefs believe it's possible or likely that they're – because, I mean, what's the chance of Tennessee playing? I mean, it seems almost zero, right?
I wouldn't say zero. I would say
they're going to play.
I'd say 40% chance right now.
All right, so if you've got a 60% chance that you've got to play after two really tough Monday night games, you got to go to Buffalo on Thursday, you don't think you're maybe a little less energized? That's the definition of a sandwich.
I'd be more worried about the follow-up game than this game at home against the Raiders.
This is what they call a sandwich, right? You have two tough games before, one tough game after on short rest.
Okay. All right.
But again, perhaps you know more than me about this.
No, I don't.
You're an expert, buddy. That's why we have you on.
Well, I've been trusting my instincts all season. And
you've got to do your thing. Then after the fact, you know, when it loses, you look at it and figure out what went wrong.
All right. I'm 1-3 trusting my instincts so far. I'm going against my instinct. I'm going the other way.
RJ, the line has moved a little bit on the Indianapolis-Cleveland game. I think it opened somewhere around 2.5, and now where we looked at it today, it was a pick'em. Give me your thoughts on that game. What do you think?
Now, this one is fascinating. And we've talked about the look-ahead lines before. So I've got a sheet in front of me, and I've been tweeting this out on Sundays at RJ in Vegas on Twitter. And what it has is the summer line, the look-ahead open. So what is the look-ahead line? Is you can bet a week ahead. All right? So next week's games you can bet right now. Then we have the look-ahead close, the Sunday open, then the Monday 6 a.m., Monday noon. So those are important kind of points in the line. The look ahead is vital because it doesn't consider the upcoming weekend's game. So what you can see is how are the bettors reacting to what happened. Well, the line in this game was the Colts favored by 2.5. Okay. Now, Cleveland looked great, obviously, against Dallas. Indy looked, you know, pretty great, too. All of a sudden, when this thing opened up Sunday, it was at pick'em. And the wise guys betted up to 2.5 almost immediately. Now, the public money has been coming in, betting it back to pick. This is a classic pros versus Joes. The Joes are on Cleveland. The pros are on the Colts. I like the Colts.
Okay. I'm a Joe, and I took Cleveland. Yeah. So there you go. That proves it.
I know you worried about. I mean, letdown spot, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I can see that if we're talking about that. And, you know, obviously Chubb is hurt, and that factors in. But
Rivers.
I like Cleveland. I think they're rolling right now. I think they're going to get actually heading in the right direction here.
Their opponents they beat have a 3-8 record.
Well, okay. Well, we'll see. First good win of the year coming up Sunday.
Beat the Cowboys. I'd consider that a good one. Yeah.
You know what we need to do, guys?
What?
Because I kind of see some pushback here. Why don't we have like a... We can do like a $5,000 charity challenge or something.
Oh, sure.
Like, who's coming up with the cash?
Where are we getting $5,000?
Well, how about if we each put up five, so it's like $15,000 to your $5,000?
Yeah, why play around with five?
Are we gonna do this, or are we gonna be mess around? Let's do it.
All right. I mean, listen, that sounds like something that would interest me.
Dude, you've been hanging out at the Pepper Mill too much. Just
relax.
You know
what we should do? We should get him against the Bankroll Boys again.
Not betting $5,000.
No.
Wait, listen, I'm not saying on any given game. I'm saying let's do it for the rest of the season.
How about for the rest of our lives? And the three of us will pool together, and the most we're going to be willing to wager is probably in the $110 to $115 range
lifetime.
Let me ask
you a question then. Is when I tell you you're wrong, why don't you say yes, sir, then? That's what I'm thinking. If you're not willing to bet it, pipe down.
All right, fine. Yes, sir. I screwed up. I'm sorry.
So $5,000 for the super contest and $5,000 for the stupid contest. You put up $5,000? It's a stupid contest. I'm taking these idiots' money out in Boston.
Yeah. You know, up in New York, I actually did a season-long with Chris Canty up there, the former Giant player, and I beat him for the $5,000. It was a charity thing, and oh, my God, was he mad. Whoo! I mean, he's like 6'8".
Yeah, big dude.
He was angry.
And made millions of dollars playing in the NFL.
No.
So that sort of helped him.
Listen, I wasn't saying you guys. Listen, I wasn't saying you should bat me. I was just proving there was no chance you were going to bat me.
RJ, what else? Anything else you like this weekend that we should know about?
I actually really like a total, and I know totals, you know, most people are bad totals, so, you know, this is probably my favorite total of the year. I like over in the Rams game with Washington, and the rationale here is pretty simple. It takes more energy to play defense and offense. That's the case in the NBA, and so usually when a team maybe is conserving low energy in this spot, I think it's going to show on the defense a little bit more. And the Rams just had a poor offensive performance, so I think it's going to be a focus. But more importantly is Kyle Allen. He's got very small hands. He fumbles a ton, and it just takes one fumble. The total is only like 46 to make this one look really sweet on the over. So my bet is, and I've made a big one on it, over Rams and Washington.
All right, RJ, appreciate the time as always. Thanks, bud.
All right,
see you, pal.
I hope me being a little aggressive here, you guys are okay, right?
Oh, hell yeah. We can take it.
We love it.
Because to be honest, you guys are you show me a ton of respect, and I love the segment. I was having a little fun, and I hope it didn't come off.
Oh, God, no. We got gambling shows here on our station.
Now you're offending me because you think we were offended.
No. Well, you know, I didn't think so. So you guys have
a
good weekend.
I don't want you to think your instincts are off. My feelings were hurt a little bit.
I heard it in your voice. That's why I said that.
I'll be all right. I'll be all right.
Thanks, RJ.
RJ Bell, pregame.com, on Twitter at RJ in Vegas, and you can hear him on Fox Sports Radio National every day.
$5,000. Good. You have $5,000? I don't have $5,000. I hear the grill
grand.
Alone on this thing costs $5,000.
Who's got $5,000 right now floating around? I got an extra $5,000 right now.
There are some new rules in the NFL that can impact a game in the middle of the game. Something that
coaches up on the fly, baby.
Can now be flagged for and get a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. It could happen as soon as this weekend. We'll tell you what that is next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is how the pros...
That's great. Thank you, Beef. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just...
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, had a tweet a short time ago. A new report about what could be flagged this weekend in the NFL. NFL Senior VP of Officiating, Perry Fuel, has informed clubs in a memo today that any individual who approaches an official without a face covering is now subject to a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct, as well as possible fines, suspensions, and forfeiture of draft picks.
Oh, God.
Fuel's memo references multiple head coaches removing masks and says game officials have been reminded that if an individual not wearing a face covering approaches them inappropriately, they have the authority to take administrative or officiating action, including penalties. That is from, again, Tom Pelissero, who has a copy of a memo today from Perry Fuel to the league. And this comes after complaints from the referees. The referees have said, everyone out here is doing their best to wear masks. All the refs are masked up.
They're
making a call. And so why is it that we have to sit here and have coaches rip their mask off and scream in our face? Doesn't that seem like we shouldn't be doing that?
That's a good point.
The NFL agreed. And now they're telling the refs, good, flag them.
Ooh,
flag them. Keep your mask on, boss. So we'll see if that comes into play this weekend.
Boy, because every time I watch any of these games, and the coaches have done a much better job keeping the mask on, but when it comes to a point to get their point across, and it's either at a player or a ref, it's pull it down and listen to me. You know, look at Belichick the other night when it was the fumble play. Mahomes fumbled or interception, and they called him in a grasp. Belichick went nuts, pulled the mask down. That's getting your point across. But now would he get the flag there, pulling the mask down, screaming out, but you're not technically in the face of the ref. You see what I'm saying?
He was trying to get
a Corrente out there. Hey, Tony!
You know? Depends on how close he is. I don't know.
I think you've got to be within, what, the 6 foot? And that's common decency space, right?
Bert Breer has a copy of the memo itself.
Okay.
He published it, and it says he just put a screen grab of it up, and the memo says, please be vigilant in your efforts to comply with the face covering and physical distancing requirements as you interact with game officials. Consistent with all other individuals on the sideline, game officials are entitled to your respect as they perform their jobs during the pandemic.
I get it. You don't got popping his peas and his pledge pens in your face. Yeah, I get it. Especially when they have the masks on. That's a little bit of delay on a whistle, too, because you got to pull the mask down and then blow the whistle. Unless you got Tom's magic whistle.
They're not using whistles.
They aren't?
No.
They're using the electronic whistles.
I heard Bedard bitching about the Corrente play was delayed so much because he had the mask on, and that's why he didn't blow the whistle that late. When he was on Felger and Maz, he said, easy on Corrente here. The reason there was a delay was he had to pull the mask down to blow the whistle. I don't know. I don't know if that's... We talked about the magic whistle. I don't think the magic whistle sounds that great.
No, I don't think it has the same volume either. I didn't hear Bedard say that, though.
It sounds to me like they're blowing whistles. I still think he had it on his hand, Beto. I think Corrente had it on his fingers, like, yeah, making a fist.
I don't know. So the home games we've been to, the couple times it sounds like a cricket. You feel like a cricket sound effect, and it's like, oh, that's a whistle.
Okay.
I've heard that a few times.
I thought that was the CBS cricket.
But Darn might be right. I'm going to go back and watch it again. Maybe he's absolutely right on this.
Okay.
I know that the electronic whistles were a thing. Let's see.
Maybe it wasn't working. Maybe they're not comfortable using them. I don't know.
I don't want to say that he's wrong. It's not something I had considered. So we'll have to take a look at that.
We'll take a look at it.
Was there a Whistle to his mouth.
Whistle while you work.
All right, we'll check that out. Interesting. Nick in the car has a Patriots trade for us. Nick.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
All right. So after watching last night's game and knowing that the Patriots need some wide receiver help, I think that they should go after Allen Robinson. He's in a contract year, and I think that it's actually quite possible. Tariq Cohen is done for the year, and last night one of their starting linemen got hurt.
Yeah.
We have a
okay. I'm going to stop you right there. The Bears are 4-1. They're competing with Green Bay for first place in the North. Foles is playing well. Allen Robinson and then buried this hatchet supposedly over a week ago to where they're going to work towards a contract extension. He was pissed off about 2 weeks ago. He has since said, "I want to be a Bear." So I think that's out the window.
Yeah, all the reports are that things are good now.
And why would you get rid of him if you lost Tariq Cohen? He's like one of your few speed guys, few good receivers. He was good last night. Now, he kept that one ball in play that ended up getting picked and juggled it, but he had a nice catch on the sideline, man. Yeah, he's a good player.
I see no attempt by Corrente to pull his mask off for blowing of any whistle.
Okay.
But I'll try and find another view.
See, little things like that stuck out to me when Bedard said that. Like, maybe we got on Corrente too much if he didn't get the whistle there in time. The whistle seemed really late.
Yeah, I mean, it did, but I don't know that that was the reason. But yeah. That'd be interesting if it was.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching it closely on Monday, and I'll be able to see.
Was there a I don't see. Yeah, I don't. I don't see him pull his mask down. So, I don't know. All right. 617-779-0985. The whole question of whether or not the Patriots should pull off a trade is a good conversation. One that I think we should be having, because I think the team has proven over the first four games that they're worth investing in. They're worth having a improved team for at some point. Yeah. But can I say it's a weird time to be talking about it right now? We're just trying to figure out who the quarterback is.
Can you play on Monday?
Can you play Monday?
And will they produce two negative tests these next 2 days?
Are the Patriots going to get through the weekend without any positive tests? Those types of things are just more top of mind right now. But the Allen Robinson thing is... was probably a long shot to begin with. And given the positive developments for him and the Bears is now, I think, next to nil.
Bring back Sanu. He's out there.
Why do you love ripping on Sanu? Tom Brady wanted Sanu.
Well, does it mean I got to stick up for Sanu? Didn't work. Looked terrible. Then I had to be fed how well he was working out this offseason. Animal. Can he separate? Can he separate?
Can N'Keal Harry separate?
No, he's first round pick though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, figure out a different way to use him maybe. Sanu.
You would think obviously as creative as what's his name is out there in San Francisco that he would have figured out a way.
Who would you rather have trying to play tight end right now? Ryan Izzo or Mohamed Sanu?
Oof. Probably Izzo from a blocking standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, Izzo's been a good blocker.
Yeah, he has.
I'd take him in a block.
I meant more as a pass.
You know
catcher,
why?
Though.
I'm more confident in your running game than I am your passing game, so I'd keep Izzo.
You can have two tight ends on the field.
Yeah.
Might we see Dalton Keene this week?
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
He's like Damian Harris of last year.
We need to find out.
Oh, healthy, inactive.
We need to find out what a name of one of those little cryptids is, because Yeti is too much of a. It's a big sort of thing. He's not a big guy.
Unicorn.
That's a little more.
Should ask Winovich about him next week. It seems like they would get along.
Yeah.
Similar personalities.
Like that.
All right, very good. 617-779-0985. More of your calls are on the way. We've got today's takeaways and fake promos and an update on our schedule here for Monday at the Sports Zone.
Oh, we got to get to that.
We'll do it all coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
When it
it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zoe and I are currently mesmerized by watching a clip of a football game from 1933.
Oh my God. I can't stop watching it.
I just retweeted it. If you want to go look a look, go take a look at it.
This has got to be dying. It's got to be like two mental hospitals playing each other here or something.
That was football in 19.
Why doesn't he just put a button up to the left?
On Twitter, go check it out. At Mark_Bertrand.
It's a forward pass play.
Zoe retweeted at Scott Zolak. Yeah. My favorite part of this, Hardy, is that there is a photographer in the end zone. Have you noticed? Watch his movements.
He's got a top coat and a suit on.
Watch his movements.
Well,
though.
My new
he's acting as if it's a video camera, but I don't believe it is.
Okay, so now I have a new favorite part. Up until that point, my favorite part. Do you know who Adam Pellerin is?
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, from Nesson. Right. Okay.
Yeah, used to be Fox way back when.
Okay, he retweeted it and said, "72 really getting after it. Watch 72." On the right side of the line.
Stop. I could give. How many minus plays would you give out? How many?
The right tackle.
Look at right. So look at the right tackle.
It's like he grabbed his pants. He doesn't want to move.
Looks
like. It's like Lurch.
It's like
Lurch
he tried to fart Lurch and something came out.
Lurch is playing right tackle.
My question is, why is the defensive team so much muddier than the other team?
Why does the quarterback throw it two-handed over his
oh, my God. Then watch the punch to the head the quarterback takes. Look at the quarterback after he throws it. You missed it. He gets punched in the head like just like a whole cock.
The entire
boom, right in the head. Oh, my God.
Guys,
you just beat the hell out of each other.
Oh, my God.
The
entire clip is 4 seconds long, and there is so much happening in this four-second clip.
The goalpost is in the front edge of the goal
line. Yeah, I mean, that was even the
case. Run a button hook around there. Use that to shield the defender.
Oh, this is from 87 years ago, this clip.
Yes, Jim, we mentioned the camera guy.
87 years ago, this is what football looked like, and holy smokes, is it funny.
Oh.
Jim goes, you mentioned a camera guy in my headphones. Yes. It's not a video camera. It's got to be one of those.
No, there is no video camera.
Well, wait, there was a video of the place.
Well, so there's a film camera up on a tripod with a guy cranking it.
That's got to be Spider Cam, right? From that angle?
Yeah, that's Spider Cam. Original Spider Cam.
And you know what everyone is now retweeting back is the Colts play. When they snap the football against the Patriots as the, you sure that's the worst play in the history of the game?
Me too. So good.
Damn, that's good. Let's get some of your calls in here before the end, and that would be fake promos on the way. Sully's in Marshfield. Hey, Sully.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey. What's up, man?
Hey, you guys, two things, and I'll hang up and listen to you guys. One, what did you guys think of old friend Cordarrelle Patterson yesterday? And wanted to get your thoughts if they're going to be putting 47 at fullback more and doing Harris off tackle, Harris dive.
Yeah, I think I'd start with that. Yeah, I definitely think, you know, especially with Harris running behind Johnson. You know, looked good the other night. What was his first question?
Patterson.
Oh,
you mentioned him earlier.
I called both plays when he came into huddle. I said, he's in the backfield. He's going to get the ball. He's going to fly out of the backfield. He's going to get the ball. Both of them he did. And Tampa's so stupid, they couldn't even recognize the second time that they sent the guy into the game the first time they did, they threw it to him. Maybe we should watch number 84.
Jeff wants to know if that was Brian Hoyer's rookie season. This clip.
The punch to the head that the quarterback takes is the funniest thing. 72 and a quarterback getting punched are the two funniest things.
Oh, man. Katarina in Berlin. Katarina.
So I wanted to go talk about the wide receiver trade option. I was going through all of the 0 and 14s to see who's going to have a dumpster sale. You got the Giants, Jets, Texans. And so, I mean, nothing good is on the Jets. We can move on right there. But do you think maybe a William Fuller over at the Texans? I have him on my fantasy team. Ooh. He's been great. I mean, obviously Julio Jones, if they'll ever give him up. And then you've got maybe Golden Tate if you want to just go cheap and easy.
Okay.
Golden Tate could be an option because he's an older guy. He doesn't have much left.
There's been interest there before. I like Fuller.
Right? There's no future for Tate.
Yeah, and I do like Fuller. But I never thought Robinson was an option. But
the Texans don't have a GM right now, and you think that they're going to trade another wide receiver?
No.
After what they just did this past offseason?
No, unless you call the stiff down there in Houston that's currently the GM down there and say, hey, you owe us. Goofball.
I think Golden Tate could be in play again.
Golden Tate could be in play. And plus, it's an NFC team. Rarely do you trade within your division. That's rare, even though it has happened. So we'll see. But I do like Fuller. I'd take Tate.
When did he sign his contract? How many years?
Two years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
We were giddy to get him 2 years.
Remember
ago.
How crazy that deal is? Like $10 million bucks a year,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
What's left on the deal? That's what I want to know. Oh, this is only year two of it, so.
Yeah.
That means he's got 2 years to go, but I don't know what the guarantee. Right. The guarantees are probably all done.
Right.
So you can, you know.
Right.
If he stinks, you can cut him in camp next year. Joe's in Lawrence. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to hear your thoughts. If the Patriots would have won their Chiefs game with Cam Newton.
Yeah. But the Chiefs won the Chiefs game with Cam Newton.
I think so. Yes. Jim doesn't think so. I think they do.
I think they do.
I said
gives you another. Jim never said that.
All right. Do you think they win the game with Cam Newton?
I think they might win it going away with Cam Newton. Yes.
Oh, all right. Whoa.
Well, then he thinks it.
Sucks in.
So then he protested against that.
Then
despite
again,
agreeing with.
Then
him.
Again, Jim still thinks they win it with Brian Hoyer in some strange, bizarre parallel universe. So that's tough to.
The problem was they were playing for touchdowns.
They had the wrong game plan.
I told you if they're playing the Chiefs this week, I would go with Stidham. It's higher upside. You take the chance of the higher upside to win the game.
I don't know what's going on.
I can't do. I Jim,
what, if,
I,
Jim, what if they're playing the Pittsburgh?
Too late
hold on.
In the week.
I can't. They're playing the Pittsburgh week. Steelers.
Stidham has a higher ceiling and a lower floor. Hoyer, you know his floor and ceiling are really close together.
Really? Well, based on what we saw last week, I don't want to know what the ceiling is. Was that the floor or the ceiling we saw?
It doesn't matter.
Last week?
It's about. That's about it.
Yeah, that's
Stop.
About it.
Stop.
How can you have a lower lower floor than that?
Because we don't know. How can you say he has a higher floor than Brian Hoyer? You have no idea. He could fizzle out of the league after two starts.
Because there's only so low a floor can go.
And I would say Brian Hoyer's performance last week is rock bottom. You're in the basement with that performance.
What, T-Bone? Beetle gets what I'm saying.
What's funny?
He's like, floors? What are we talking about?
What?
Right over his head.
What is he talking
floors
about?
And ceilings?
Go back to Tinder. Get something done this
Mike
weekend.
Mike is in Worcester.
Bring us back a story on Monday or don't
hey
come
guys,
in.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Mike.
Listen, thanks for taking a call. I got a couple quick things and I'll hang up. First of all, I'm so sick of Tom Brady, I can't stand it. Last year, he used to scream and yell at the young receivers when he didn't come in early to help them. He sure was down there in Tampa Bay. But I want to tell you something. I watched again as he walked off the field, the little baby that he is. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. But I'm going to tell you, and I want you to remember this. Before the season's over, him and Mike Evans are going to go at it. Because Mike Evans is not taking anything from him. Why does Brady be the first to blame receivers when they make a mistake? But if you notice the other night, he underthrew Gronk in a big play. He threw the ball a foot and a half behind him. Then Evans was wide open on a go route, and he threw it in the wrong shoulder. And that was Evans talked about that on another radio show in Florida, I was told. Anyway, long story short, I'm tired of this little baby. So I will talk to you guys, and I'll leave it with this. Tom, how can we miss you if you won't go away?
Okay, Mike. I could see that happening.
I could
Brady and Evans boiling over.
Yep. It's very natural, too. And
Mike is right.
Yep.
And the coach defended Evans in the first week, not Brady.
Yeah.
So, good one, Mike.
Evans seems to be like one of those guys that needs a little bit patted on the ass a little bit.
As we told you, we would update you on the schedule.
Ones. Yeah.
The schedule for Monday.
Big schedule change.
Good news for you, Hardy, and the rest of us. We won't be having a deal with Tom on Monday.
It's holiday.
He could deal with a different show on Monday.
That's true.
Who's in for us on Monday?
It'll be Felger, Maz, and Jones. What a power trio.
Oh, my God.
What a power trio of negativity that is.
Our listeners are going to go nuts.
Holy crap.
Give it to them, people. Don't let them get negative.
Felger, Maz, Jones on Monday. I then take over at 2 p.m.
Yep.
With unknown at this point.
It's all right. And, I get to rest a little bit.
And
I
then,
get to rest.
Yeah, we'll go from there. But we will Monday. Not be in our normal spot Monday, shuffling things
up
for the game.
Oh, my God. That's definite now. I'm going right to Parker's Pub on Sunday. 50 cent wings all day, baby. Let's go.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Hot takes.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me.
On 98.5.
Give it to me.
The Sports
Give
Hub.
Give it to yourself. That's sweet.
All right, today's takeaways, which are fake promos brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you've recently begun struggling with that weight or have been for years, take control of that weight. Keep it off with the solution for weight loss. Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
How many we have? 10. Let's roll them.
Benji's at 10. Zolak and Bertrand.
You and I are from Pittsburgh. I told you, man, if you want to get weird sometime together, like, I'm for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Go up New Hampshire or something.
Weird times, man.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's so strange and awkward. It makes me uncomfortable.
He didn't sound like he's ready to get weird with you.
He's out. He don't want to do it. I drive.
What
gave
you that idea?
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Ball slippery. Lick him every day. Lick him every snap. I lick him before a handoff. You lick him. You lick him every play.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fingers.
Sure.
Cut that part of it out. Yeah.
I don't know that
creative editing
was cut on that.
I don't know that anything was cut there.
Okay. Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And this was my
How
point.
How would I know that without
now.
A game or without being a practice?
It's just me circling back and being a dick. I'm just going to tell you
that's
that
fine.
Right
you can be a dick all you want today.
That's what I'm just saying.
Today's the day for dicks.
It's Zolak and Bertrand,
Tuesday.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tuesday.
Yep.
Tuesday. Tuesday. BDT. BDT.
Get that.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
It's a fun song.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Who's D-Light?
Which
right?
Groove is in the heart.
That's
yeah.
right. Groove is in the heart.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You know?
I'd play with a guy by the name of Fred Childress. He had the worst breath. He had ass of the throat. And
he had what?
He had a voice like this.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I believe that's the same sequence where you told us he had halitosis.
Yeah.
Like expialidocious. Supercalifragilistic.
Yeah.
Expialidocious.
Yeah.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm starting with the guy that I'm unsure about as opposed to the guy that I'm sure about it.
No, I don't disagree with that. I just think that you can kind of control the suck.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Has Mouth ever been in a fake promo before?
Last first fake promo.
Congratulations.
Control the suck.
He loves controlling that suck.
That's a good one.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Mike is in the truck. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Zol, we miss you up at the sports bar up in Woburn where you used to go.
Ah!
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Not yet!
Scoreboard at the DA's bar.
Ah!
I get excited right there.
Yeah! That's almost like the time he got electrocuted by the microphone.
Go back and watch some force play football.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Guys like Edelman and White, or at least limit their reps today. Can I get banged up?
No. No, he...
Oh, sorry.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We haven't done our musical day in a while.
I know. Well, I think
once a month we decided.
You know
right?
what?
Bye week.
Okay. We'll have a musical instrument day.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Anyway, just wanted to let you know, COVID, very, very serious.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're not laughing at COVID. We're laughing at her.
So you don't say.
Hey, in case you haven't heard about it yet.
So you don't
this
say.
This COVID thing, turns out it's pretty serious.
Also, O.J. Simpson, a lot of trouble. They think they may have done something to his ex-wife.
That makes my head hurt.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Jim there? Hey, Jim, you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Yes, you are.
Hello?
Oh, boy.
What happened, guys? I heard the bell.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a good show.
All right.
We'll talk to you Monday, but
I'll be ready to go
not
Monday.
At 10.
I'll see you at 5 on Monday.
Folger Mazur coming your way next. Have a lovely weekend.
Don't take their crap on Monday.
Enjoy whatever football it is you're going to watch this weekend in place of the Patriots. And let's keep our fingers crossed that there is a football game to be played Monday night in there, Foxborough.
Come on.
What? We got days to go. Multiple days of testing.
Fine, we're good.
I hope so. We'll talk to you Monday afternoon. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
And now,
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mass.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mass.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bruce, at the end of the game there, that last drive, it looked like Tom might have been confused with what down it was. Did he not know it was fourth down?
Yeah, he knew. He knew.
Oh, he did, Bruce. He did.
Ah!
Okay, that's where we're starting. Obviously, this is where we're starting. It's Felger and Maserati coming to you on Friday, October 9th. Because it's Friday, it's an agenda-free Friday. Agenda-free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda-free. Choose from new Acuras, Audis, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, Bernardi BernardiAutoGroup.com. We got Maz and Murray from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. I am on location, but the drill is the same. Anything from the week we've gotten to or have yet to get to, it's up to you and your wonderful phone calls. We'll get to them early and often at 617-779-0985. But first, opening thoughts. We're starting with last night. And Maz, the floor is yours.
Okay, so I'll go first because, again, I heard people tell me the other night when Brian Hoyer ran out the clock at the end of the half, that it was the coach's fault. It was the coach's fault. You got to tell him in his ear, it's the coach's fault. Well, now Mr. Perfect down there in Tampa.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.